friends. We are We Have Thoughts. This is our Conversations with Oscar series. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Ford v. Ferrari. Are you okay?
She's burped.
What's happening? Oh.
I'm sorry, I burped.
It was a baby burp.
It was like a burp.
So I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
This is Joy.
And Ford versus Ferrari, along with...
This is Joy.
Joy.
I'm auditioning.
So, a Ford versus Ferrari is nominated along with Best Picture, Best Film Editing, Best Sound Mixing, Best Sound Editing. Four nominations total. And this, to me, is Fast and the Furious for white people.
That was her line.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
Okay, so ooh. This movie... was something, but to me it was really John Bernthal in suits.
Hello.
In that can hat. We,
the first 30 minutes of this podcast are going to be us talking about John Bernthal. I'm sorry, Anna.
No, it's like, fine.
His nose, his chiseled features.
Yeah, his looks slick back so hair. Good.
I'm speaking Italian.
I'm going to say something a little...
Your eyes, that was so funny.
I'm like very aggressive about this right now.
I know you're...
Because I finally had a laugh, thank God.
I know you're very into his nose, but to me, he kind of looks like a Neanderthal that didn't quite evolve. I think he's a handsome Neanderthal.
That's hilarious.
We clearly have two different sets of eyes.
Yeah. I think he's handsome. He's not my exact cup of tea, but I do believe... I believe he is a Neanderthal. He has traveled through time.
I never really thought he was that good looking. It wasn't until he was in Kimmy Schmidt and I was like,
oh yeah, well, he's playing like the romancing guy.
Once he had hair, the hair helps him.
That's true. Yeah,
when he's bald, he looks very like...
Yeah, bald is it's aggressive. It's aggressive.
Yeah,
but like hair, like slick back hair.
He looks so good in this movie. Oh my Lanta! Wow.
I was like, wow. I'm the only person in this theater. Good, because I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah, in my theater, I was the only person too, and it was really weird. I don't look at movies.
I think it's because it's been out for a while. So like everybody who's wanted to see it has already seen it.
I was telling Joy, like, so I'm sitting there in the theater. I noticed that the only other ticket bought was one right next to me. And I was like, they don't come sit next to me. But they never showed up. So thank God. But it was really weird to be there by myself. Just because I don't do that normally.
When I saw Jojo Rabbit, it was just me. And I sit at the very top when I'm by myself. And so I sat at the very top and someone sat like four rows up and it was a huge theater. So there were, I felt like I was alone because it was just one person way mm-hmm. down there. And that's when I was at the mall where I thought I was going to be murdered.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's scary.
You were.
And old ass, very uncomfortable seats.
Oh, they're not like the I'm renovated sorry for your ones.
No, I had to like keep moving. I almost like stood up at one part because I was like, she's not going to know.
True. John Bernthal in his suits, in that hat. He looked great. I want to go to Italy.
Hell yeah.
Looks great.
I would love to drive a Ferrari.
Ferrari. Oh,
that's what I want.
I
love fast cars.
I do too. Oh my God.
I love a good car movie. I'm not going to lie. Like, I love the adrenaline rush. I love thinking that I can drive 200 miles an hour, but I can't. I left the theater and like I got on the access road and I was like, I'm pretty sure I can't hit 7,000 RPM, but my car's never gone over 3, so I might as well try it. So I like booked it and I was like, it's okay. There's no lights. There's no lights. I'm good. So I was like going. And then
your
saw
little bitty car?
My little bitty car, yeah.
Wow.
Did it finally hit 50?
So this girl this girl will not, she won't drive in the complex because of the speed bumps, but she's going to go super fast.
I was like super hyped up after the movie ended and I was like, I'm going to fucking race a car. I'm going to do it. And I was like, no, I'm not, but I can try. My little car. I was like, "Ooh, I made it."
So, when I was, I don't think I ever told my mom about this, but she's not gonna listen to this anyway. But
I'm gonna tell her.
When I was in high school, the boy that I liked had a not really nice car, and he used to go drive racing in Canada all the time. And he took me one time, and it was so nuts,
bitch! How did you get away with that?
I don't know.
Canada's Wait, not is it, close. That was the drive.
I know.
Car.
Yeah, I
was that Zebra Cakes guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
I need details.
Okay, we'll tell you after this.
I don't remember how it was high school. I don't remember a lot of things. Shit. But yeah, I was in the car with him, and then he used to drive a lot fast all the time anyway, just driving me around here.
He was fast
and furious. He was too fast, too furious.
Ooh. So yeah, I like fast cars as well.
Ooh, we know why.
Because it's so scary, but also like exciting at the same time.
Which is so dumb because I'm like scared of like regular shit, but I love that adrenaline rush of like.
When you texted me that, I was like, really?
I'm a big chicken, but I love that stuff.
I love fast cars, like,
and money.
I love some money. Give me some money. I don't expect anything less than seven figures. Give me your money,
bitch. What's that song?
I also love the like adrenaline rush of like roller coasters.
And that's I hate roller coasters.
Oh, I love roller coasters.
Something about cars, just, I don't know what it is. Like,
I feel like I'm safer in a roller coaster than I am in a car. I mean, generally.
I love driving.
Mm-hmm.
I know jack shit about cars.
Same. Like, I don't really know anything about cars. I couldn't tell you where anything is in a car. But do I love driving one really fast?
I've never done that. I don't know. I this movie I was not excited about. I'm not one for...
Oh, yeah. A movie. Sorry.
I forgot what you were doing. Not just like cars.
Yeah. Again, I don't think I'm the target audience for
this
film.
I don't think none of us were.
Because this is the dad movie of the season.
This is the dad movie. My dad liked it.
Of course he did.
No surprise there.
I liked it a little bit more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same.
I did feel like it was a pretty typical like sports kind of movie.
Yeah.
Where you get the guy that no one believes in or the underdog. Yeah. And then... It just felt kind of formulaic in that sense. There wasn't really anything unexpected until the very end. And I was like, oh, shit, that just jumping ahead when. What's his name?
You said the actor's name. It's easier.
I forgot his name.
Christian Bale?
Christian Bale. Oh. I wanted to say Charles.
Ken Miles is his name.
Charles.
All right, whatever. That was the name on the tip of my tongue. When Christian Bale died, like, that was very unexpected.
I know.
It came out of nowhere.
I literally Googled it right after before I left the theater.
2 months after the race.
Yeah.
The race was in June, and he died in August of the same year. Like, that's
nuts.
And it was because, like, they were in the desert testing the super hot car, and it overheated, and then he just got out of control, and there it goes.
So sad.
Yeah.
I think, so the movie's titled Ford v. Ferrari, right? But I don't feel like it was... The title seems to me a little bit misleading because I never really feel like it's Ford against Ferrari. I feel like it's like Ken Miles against like the system.
I feel like it's Ford against Ford.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Because he was driving against the other ones.
Yeah, and like Ferrari to me, Enzo Ferrari, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He never really feels like a villain, more like just a basic Italian. Because he's like, he gets annoyed. He's like, let's go eat. Like, he just wants to eat some pasta. Like, he seems
same dude.
So,
I want to go eat some pasta.
He wasn't the villain. And
he's just really Italian.
I feel like the villain was Ford
and Josh Lucas.
Lucas, sure.
I don't know. He was looking all sorts of hot mess this movie. His haircut was atrocious. His suits were garbage.
It's gonna be John Bernthal was next to him, and you're like, oh, wow.
I can't. Yeah, yeah.
I can't even look at you.
Basic and
I used to have a big thing for him after Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah.
I don't really care for him.
Yeah. Fine. I think he's okay, but I definitely think it's more like Ford versus Ford.
Yeah.
Ferrari, I feel like didn't really have a big part in it. Like,
no.
I feel like it was like 30% there, but I don't think it was like 50-50. I definitely think there was a piece there to play. But I don't think it was necessary.
And with
tension there, really.
Ford, he kind of stepped back from this film after they realized that, like, Ford and what's his name, Josh Lucas's character, were going to be made like the villains of the story. They did not support the movie after they learned that.
And then I read a little bit like Ford the second was like a terrible person.
I'm sure he was.
He didn't seem like the best.
Yeah, in real life, he was.
And so sad, John
Bernthal.
I don't know. That's so hard for me to say. John Bernthal's his the character he played in real life died this past year.
Yeah, just a year ago.
Oh, no, I didn't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah, he died like in he was June like 91 or something. Or something. So wow. he almost got to see this movie made.
Well, that and sucks.
That does kind of break my heart.
Also, maybe, okay, so what's the purpose of a 24-hour race?
Why?
I've never heard of this race
That's
before,
nuts.
Ever.
Le Mans, I think it's
the
called.
The Le Mans.
The Mans.
Le Mans.
Le Mans.
Not Le Mans for pregnancy. Le Mans.
Le Mans, I believe.
Because it's the man?
I think because it's not so much a race of speed, it's more of like
endurance.
Like a long distance runner, I guess. And also, I think about this is I wish this movie would have gone more into logistics of that race because, like, how did it work? So he, like, raced and then took a nap? Like, how did the team work?
Yeah.
How
like,
long did the other drivers
like,
drive for?
Yeah, we were just supposed to know
yeah, I didn't
the
like
details
that.
Of that.
I need more. I wanted more info.
Especially
because
this is what they were leading up to is, like, mm-hmm, that race.
Exactly.
Like, I would like to know. I would like to see it. I would like to know more about it because we, uh-huh. a regular person, is not going to know this.
No. Maybe all the dads know it. I don't know.
Yeah, my dad. He,
I'm going to ask my dad and see.
He was like, yeah, you don't have to know a lot about racing or cars to like the movie. But then I found myself going, I literally don't know anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything, but I do remember watching some NASCAR growing up because my aunt was super into it for a little bit. But then when Dale Earnhardt died. He was a big racer. I don't know if you guys know anything about anything.
Sounds familiar.
I've heard his name.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is his son, and he does a lot. But his father, Dale Earnhardt, he crashed a lot like Ken, but I think it was during a NASCAR race.
Yikes.
Ooh. And he died, and it was, like, a really big deal. And after that, like, she had a few that she would follow, but it wasn't as important to her. But I remember her screaming at the TV. Football season and NASCAR were scary times in my household for me because I am a jumpy person and we're sitting on the couch and everything's calm. And then my aunt or my father would start screaming at the TV and I would jump out of my seat and out of my skin.
And now Oscar season is our football season.
it's
the
our
Oscars
Super Bowl,
are our
really
Super Bowl.
Is. Mm-hmm. Except for J-Lo, we're gonna watch her and love it.
And
I've always kind of said the Tonys are my Super Bowl, but I think if you combine the Tonys and the Oscars, they are my Super Bowl.
Award season,
I like it. Award season, yeah, mm-hmm. in general.
Yeah.
Also, like, I didn't know. Okay, so all of that when they're racing in the rain looks terrifying.
Oh my god, I almost had a heart attack in the movie
theater.
I was
like so anxious.
I hate driving in the rain. I literally will avoid it at all costs. And if I have to go to work, I will take the longest, slowest route possible because I hate it.
I don't mind.
Yeah, but you're not going as fast as they are. You know what
no,
I mean?
No.
But like his turn, when he was making that turn, I was like, "This, he's going to flip. He's going to go over. There's no way he can do it."
God, it was so scary. It's been a long time, but I have a bit of a guilty pleasure. I don't know if it's a pleasure or... Facebook for a while was recommending these videos, and you know when if you watch videos on Facebook, they just like you scroll and they keep going
forever,
never ending.
So you start one, and then 3 hours later, you're like, "Oh fuck!"
I just wasted 3 hours of my life. Yeah,
it's 3 a.m.
I must be lonely.
Oh, wah, wah, wah.
That's a song.
Probably.
I know.
3 a.m. I must be lonely.
That's why I said it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's
what I thought?
3 a.m.
What? Oh, okay.
Sorry. Isn't that what it's called?
Oh yeah, Matchbox 20.
Yeah,
right? Terrible. Kill me.
Okay. But their videos of car. It's like a compilation of. It's usually in like other countries, of like traffic of cars. They have like a dash cam, mm-hmm. and it's people acting like idiots and like.
Oh, I've seen those
causing accidents or like bumping into cars.
People speeding off or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a compilation of like car accidents, but not like terrible car accidents. They're just like
fender benders.
Yeah, or someone being stupid, so the next person has to like veer off the road and
like almost fender benders.
Some of them got pretty bad, and that's when I kind of stopped watching them because some of them is like someone goes to turn, and someone comes out of nowhere and like T-bones them. And so they got a little, it escalated a lot, and that's why I was like, I'm gonna take a little step back from this, but I do enjoy watching them.
That's very interesting. I don't
know why. And I thought about it the other night. I was like, I kind of want to watch them right now, but I don't want to look them up and have that be like on my suggested list on YouTube.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin my...
your YouTube searches.
So, although it's pretty fucked up right now.
I really want a Hot Wheel version of the Ferrari's car they had in the race because it looks so cool.
Right?
The red with the little, like, the up and look, I had ears or something. Like, I don't know. It was really cool.
If it was a race based on looks, they would win.
Because mm-hmm. it was beautiful.
I remember that being in the trailer.
Wow. That, like, apple red. Oof.
Ugh, amazing. One of my notes is men are so stupid, but I don't know why I wrote that.
Probably the whole movie.
Oh, it's when they're fighting. When Matt Damon and Christian Bale are fighting.
And Katrina Balfe is just, like, sitting there
also,
watching.
Like, what a waste of Katrina Balfe.
I know.
I love her so much.
I don't even really know her, but I was like, I just know she's better
than
this.
She's so talented.
I love her, but I did feel like her accent was a little all over the place in this movie.
Really? I thought it was... I feel like... Because I feel like that accent's a little all over the place.
But so I felt like sometimes I could hear her Irish coming through.
I didn't notice anything. But I really wasn't paying too much attention.
I might just be crazy then.
It's fine.
I mean, I am, but...
But
not for that reason.
Yeah, she didn't do anything other than, like... give them drinks and yell
although
at Christian Bale.
I did enjoy that scene where she's driving the car.
Oh my God, yeah. That was great. Okay. That was great. I did feel like, yeah, she had like one moment of like, I'm acting and here we go and whatever. Even though
vroom,
she's
vroom.
Like...
vroom, vroom.
Can we title that episode, this episode, that vroom, vroom. The vroom, vroom, vroom movie.
Vroom v. Vroom.
The Caucasian Fast and Furious Vroom Vroom.
I love that. I don't know. This movie was fun. I don't know why it's on this list.
I mean, it's fun, but it's also... It also reminds me of an old school film. Because back in the day, maybe like 10, 5 years ago, whatever, these movies were the norm.
Mm-hmm.
The yeah. male dominated, all white, all male. The females are just there to serve the men. They don't have really any real purpose. They're just like props, basically. It felt so old school.
It felt like so dated.
Dated. That's a better word.
It felt
yeah.
like the Green Book of this season.
But I actually like this one better.
But I mean, it's just boring, bland.
It's formulaic.
It's formulaic.
It feels like a movie they play on like TBS or something.
It's the safe choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It sounds like a movie they play on TBS or something. Or like in like an auto shop place or something.
And you know what? Speaking of the safe choice, I don't understand.
Hello.
I don't understand why. Why am I talking like this? What the fuck? I don't understand why he was nominated.
Please
can you
decide.
Stop looking at me like that?
I'm not looking. Sorry.
I don't feel like the best editing nomination is warranted because I was looking at this with a critical eye after we got all the John Bernthal out of the way. I was like, it's not that great editing because there's only so many ways you can edit a close up of the face inside the car, the odometer on the dashboard, and then a foot hitting a pedal. Like, there's only so many arrangements of those three shots that you can make.
Not wrong.
And I don't think any of the arrangement of those was very creative whatsoever. Like, you got a dash cam so you can see the close-up of his face.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the steering wheel doing the little thing. And then, like, pedal to the metal. Like,
I have a question.
It's a good critique.
My dad, when telling me that he liked this movie, he said he felt like he was in the car with them and the racing was really great. I did not watch this in the theater. I watched it a different way. Maybe on like a 13-inch screen called my computer.
You have a parrot on your shoulder?
A parrot?
Yeah. Like a pirate.
Maybe. So I don't know if that...
The bebe.
Like, the bebe. I don't know if that skewed my vision of things, but did you guys feel like you were like in the races, like it was really... I didn't think so either. I was like, these edits, I don't feel like I'm...
Again, well, I'm not like, I'm not a middle-aged man. I'm not a dad.
It didn't
so
feel like
that,
a roller coaster. Like, no. I thought like, I was expecting.
I feel like it was...
I'm not a middle-aged man.
I'm not.
Me either, surprisingly.
That's why I wasn't like, this is my movie.
Let me check.
Nope.
Shut up.
Still a woman.
This is not a visual medium.
Still have my youth.
We need to be on YouTube, though. This is great.
We need to YouTube.
The visuals of this are so good. We should be on more than a podcast. First of all.
No, because we have to do our makeup, and I don't want to do that right now.
I don't want to do that. I'm just red naturally.
I'm not trying to do my hair.
No.
Neither.
What the hell was I going to say? Sorry, what were you saying? Ahead. The racing in the car, the something?
The roller coaster. I'm not a middle-aged man.
It's so late right now, and this is perfect for this movie.
Okay,
I don't feel like you were really like in it, but I feel like the sound, maybe just because the theater was like so loud and I was the only person there, the sound really like took me there.
Yeah, it's sound editing and mixing.
That
the sound of the cars like the taken off and how they would
the thing where they like go and there's still sound behind them?
Huh?
Like they take off and like the time and space and physics and like sound goes backwards.
Wibbly wobbly. Timey wimey.
Jeremy bear me.
Oh.
I haven't watched the finale yet. Oh no, I broke them. Shit. Anyways, back to, okay, Christian Bale. This was his natural accent, right?
He's from Wales, I believe.
Is he?
I don't know if it's
the closest. Yeah,
if it's that.
I think this is the closest I've ever heard.
It's a different dialect that he speaks normally, but yes, it's closest.
Okay, this is the closest I've ever heard him speak to his natural accent, and I enjoyed that so much. I was like, oh my god, like this feels so. It was really nice. It was really enjoyable.
Christian Bale is an acting machine. Like
he's wonderful.
This bitch.
He's so
committed.
Great, and even like, I loved him in this role because he. The way he like hunches over a little bit, the way he's like talking to people, like he stands a little interestingly along the door, like the car, the door.
He contorted his body a lot. Not like a lot, but like he moved his body in such a different manner.
And he did this immediately after doing Vice. And he had to lose all that weight. And Matt Damon was like, how are you doing? He goes, I'm just not eating.
That's why he was like, I'm done with this. I'm done. After this movie, terrible. He was like, I'm going to just...
Be me.
Be me. Yeah, I think the way he changes his stance and his everything just slightly enough to where you're like, oh, I can
feel you being this person. He's a full body actor. He's really acting.
He's a machine. He's an acting machine.
There was a moment, and I don't think it was anything like big or special or anything, but there was a moment when I was watching this, I was like, oh, yeah. This movie may not be my favorite, but these guys are great. Matt Damon is such a great actor.
I love Matt Damon.
Christian Bale is such a great actor, even though his voice, not Christian Bale, but Matt Damon's accent in this movie kind of drove me nuts.
That's what I, oh my God. Because I was like, I literally had to Google. I was like, where is Matt Damon from? And I was like, this bitch ain't Southern. Like, no. Like,
hello, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, I know. And then when I looked it up, I was like, park the car. I was like, no wonder this sounds so weird. It was like he wasn't fully committed to this accent, so I was like, it went in and out so much. And then, okay, I know you guys love Matt Damon, but like, I don't particularly feel like he's that. I feel like he was great in Good Will Hunting. I don't think I've seen him in anything like fantastic since then. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that Christian Bale outacted him 100% in this movie.
Well, he's just a better actor overall, actually. Yeah.
So I was like, he's kind of. He did the very typical thing towards the end where it was like the crying when he was crying after he like went to go visit
give him the wrench back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Give him the wrench, his crying. I was like, that is the most like cliche man cry I've ever seen. He like stifled his like cry, mm-hmm. and then like single tear that doesn't completely fall out of his face, and I was like,
You know what I love about Matt Damon? Okay. Is how he just pops up in movies.
I love that. I love how he's comfortable with being like the star and also like the side piece of a movie. Like he's like he's equally committed. Even when he showed up in Thor, like he's a little bitty part.
Yeah.
But he's just committed to every little thing. And I love that. He's game for anything. I love that.
There's a particular movie and I don't know if you know that he's in it. So I don't want to spoil it.
Is it the space movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It got spoiled for me. So.
But when he appeared, I was like, I had no fucking idea Matt Damon was in this movie. And I loved what he added to the movie. Interstellar. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not saying.
Yeah, I got.
You're supposed to read my
Twitter
mind.
Twitter ruined it for me. So thanks, Twitter.
But I just love that he just pops up in movies.
I love him. I think he's so great.
You asked he's us. Fine.
Oh, yes. Okay. So what is your, if any, favorite a Christian Bale or Matt Damon performance?
Shit, hold on. Anna has answers, so I'm going to Google.
God. That's why I... Okay, go ahead.
I thought about it a while ago.
Go ahead. I have two for each.
That's fine.
Because I'm Anna and I can't make decisions.
Wait, I didn't say like...
No, I know. I didn't
give you rules. I just said think about
this
it.
This is the one... You sent me this question the other day and I immediately knew my answers for both.
Well, because I wanted to ask you on the podcast, but I know how Joy gets about questions about being on the spot.
Matt Damon, it's Good Will Hunting and... The one they're remaking with Adam Scott, The Talented Mr. Ripley. I thought he was fantastic. I've
never seen that. I liked him in Good Will Hunting, and I liked him in The Martian. I loved him in The Martian.
Oh, The Martian.
He
was
does
great.
Some really great work because he's a movie star. Like he's carrying that.
Yeah.
Also, when the Bourne movies are good too. He's really good in the Bourne movies.
You've never seen them.
Okay, I have my answer for Matt Damon.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I thought she was still talking.
No.
Okay.
We said our Matt Damon's.
Again, I can also not make a decision. Good Will Hunting, because that was fucking great.
Yeah, he was great.
Elysium.
He's also good in that.
That's the one I saw.
It's such an interesting movie.
You're fucking great.
He's really good.
It's so interesting. Yeah, it's really good.
Again, he's committed. He's on the money.
Yeah, I believed him in that.
Okay, so Christian Bale.
Little Women.
Oh my God.
And
are you gonna say Newsies
and The Prestige?
I love The Prestige. That movie is fantastic.
That movie blew my mind when I first saw
it. Oh my God, I need to
I've never seen it, so I want to watch it.
Yes,
girl, it's so good. It's so freaking good. I think he's The Prestige. I agree. I The Dark Knight, that he was
yeah, I thought about those. But I guess I don't know. Batman's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
Superhero movies aren't my favorite. Mm-hmm. I think because Marvel is such a thing right now is the reason I enjoy going to see some Marvel movies.
It's hard to avoid them, for sure.
And even then, like, I enjoy Spider-Man. I thought Black Panther was great, but the other ones I don't have to see in theaters.
Yeah.
Endgame, I don't. Mm-hmm.
I honestly think The Dark Knight is one of my top 10, maybe, of all time, actually.
It's great, and I'm not denying that.
No, but for my favorite performances, I think it's...
I haven't seen it since, like, it came out in, like, 08, right?
I don't remember.
I think I saw it when it came out, and then I maybe saw it, like, a year later, but I haven't seen it in, like, 10 years. So I think it's time for a rewatch.
Yeah. I really liked him. I think The Dark Knight and The Prestige. I think The Prestige is so good. If you haven't seen that movie, please watch it. It's so great.
I remember not knowing what it was about.
Me neither. I went into it completely blind.
And then I came out and I was like, that is the most epic movie I've ever seen in my life.
I think I saw it, like, I rented or something. I was like, oh my God. And I was by myself and I was like,
who's the woman in that?
Oh, hold on. Let me look it up. I remember no one I knew had seen it. So I was like, wanted to talk to people about it. And I didn't have anyone to talk to.
In my head, I'm seeing, never mind.
Oh God! What?
I can only see Scarlett Johansson, but I know it's not her.
Wow!
Ew! Wow!
I know.
Why? How dare you bring a tree into this?
Okay, so what are yours, Joy? Christian Bale performances. I'm looking up right now.
I wish I had seen more. I wish I had seen more of his stuff. I saw bits and pieces of The Fighter.
Oh, he's good in The Fighter too. I forgot about that movie.
I did not watch American Hustle.
The movie.
I didn't know he was in The Big Short.
He's good in that. He's fine.
Vice was garbage.
I was right.
It was Scarlett Johansson.
Oh
my God! Wow.
You're gonna make me watch a Scarlett Johansson movie?
It's not even.
It's not about her at all.
No.
Thank God.
So good. That is Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Love him. He's so good.
I guess I'm going to have to go with Little Women.
He will always have a special place in my heart for playing
Laurie. He was just so cute. And yeah, he was really good in Batman too.
Also good in Newsies. A Million Years Ago. Newsies.
Oh, no, my favorite movie of his. Pocahontas.
Oh my God.
I just saw that on IMDb and I wasn't sure.
Or maybe two or three.
There he is. Virginia
Company.
Wow. Love to see it. Yeah. Sorry.
You had another question?
I don't think so.
So
all of this happened because Ford the Second got butthurt about him being called the Second.
Well,
men are stupid. Men are so dumb.
He is the second. It's a fact. You can't avoid it. Get over it.
Like, he was okay with every insult that John Bernthal was, like, spewing back at him. But when he said, you're not the first, you're the second, he was like, build all the cars. Make it faster. We're going to blah, blah, blah.
And his father wasn't the first. It was his grandfather.
Yeah. So,
even worse. I was like, this men are really babies. Also, maybe I don't like this movie as much because I'm more of a Chevy person. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Are you serious?
We've never been Ford people.
No, I've never been a Ford person. Wow.
No, for real.
No, me neither.
My family, like, hates Ford.
Same.
That's so funny. Except I find it so interesting that, like, here in the area where we live, or just generally, like, in Texas, people have, like, a preference over, like,
I mean, I only don't car I only brands. I only have it because I actually have a Chevy car. But otherwise, I don't care.
My preference is Ferraris.
Well, if I got to pick one, it's going to be Ferrari. Hello, Italian pasta, give it to me.
I think if I were to buy a Ford, my father would be like, I'm not helping you with that ever. It's your fault you bought a piece of shit.
Exactly. Basically.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
One of my cousins, he likes the big Ford trucks.
Basic.
And yeah, I think they're awful.
You know what they say about guys with big trucks? They're garbage. Fill in your blanks.
So James Mangold directed this movie, and the only other movie I've seen of his was Logan, which I really liked.
So,
but I
good.
Feel like that was mostly good because I had been a huge fan of X-Men and Wolverine before that. So I don't know if that movie was good because it was a good, like, ending to his character, or I don't know if James Mangold had anything to do with that. I don't honestly remember, but
I don't know. I feel like this was like.
It was fine.
Feel like this is, I might get like, ooh, for this, but I feel like it's on par with like Knives Out.
Ooh.
Shut up. Like, even though, cause like my knives are out constantly, but like, I feel like it's a good movie. It's not like amazing or anything, but it's a good movie. I think what it really rests on is Christian Bale being Christian Bale.
It's kind of how I feel about I, Tonya, how like I, Tonya was good, but it focused on the wrong thing. And this is the same thing to me. Like, again, it was the title suggests something different than the movie is.
It's misleading.
I could have. Okay. Two things. I could have done without the voiceover in the beginning and the end.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like it was cheese central. That was a cheese board.
Wait, what was voiceovering?
Matt Damon did like a voice of like, who are you? Or whatever.
Oh. Well, I just clearly thought it blocked
didn't,
that out.
I thought it didn't fit. But I also feel like you said, this is a fine movie. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I would have watched this randomly on HBO, I would have been like, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's best picture worthy.
No.
I would have rather seen The Farewell up here.
Yeah.
It's the dad movie. They need a war movie and a dad movie.
They need a movie that Joe Schmo can sit on the couch and be
exactly.
I'm glad that was nominated. A movie I saw was nominated.
God, garbage.
Just to be like, oh, I saw Endgame. Why isn't Endgame nominated?
Oh, my God.
I really thought Thor was good. I don't understand why it wasn't nominated.
Why isn't Spider-Man here?
Shut the fuck up.
I think my favorite thing about this movie was all the different sunglasses. Like, the different ones they had on. I was like, ooh, I like that one.
Stylish.
That one. I was like, this is all about the sunglasses for me.
The style. I just really love fashion. I love fashion.
I love to see
Katrina Balfe in some pants for once.
Right.
She's always wearing those big ass skirts in Outlander. I'd love to see her in some
pants. I like the scene where Ken Miles is explaining like the perfect race lap to his son against like the sunset. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. That was gorgeous.
There was some really great use of like sunlight in this when Matt Damon's giving the speech at the presentation. And and you have the big Ford letters in the back, and it's the sun is in lens flaring, and then it's Matt Damon's face because it's covering the sun, and then more lens flare. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, good.
Good. It was good.
It was good.
It was.
Also, they like let Matt Damon just fly the plane. What?
Also, whom's the fuck? Bitch, I would be terrified of dying.
I kind of wasn't paying attention at that point. And then I was like, wait, why is he flying a plane?
Why?
The guys were like shitting their pants, literally.
I flew a plane one time so I can fly. No.
It's not like riding a bike, bitch. It's a fucking plane. That's thousands of pounds. Why was the pilot
like, yeah, sure. Like, he's an idiot. You deserve to, I don't know. God, that was so weird.
That was so strange.
Also just unnecessary. Like, I didn't get its point.
What? Yeah, I didn't either.
Other than him being like a reckless, like, ooh, driving, racing. He's like a big star or whatever. But like, I feel like we already knew that at this point.
I want Matt Damon's car.
That was a beautiful convertible. Yeah, it was convertible.
He looked like he didn't fit in it.
Yeah, like it was too small for him.
I feel like
he's pretty short.
So yeah. I'm shorter than him, so I feel like it'd be perfect for me.
You know what? This made me, so I like on my bucket list, I want to go test drive some really fast cars. I really want to go like 180 miles an hour. They have
one of those, I think in like Haltom City or something, where it's like a...
Where is there that much room?
There's like a warehouse somewhere. I can't remember. Maybe not Haltom City. It's close though. And it's a like a fancy car museum, and then you can also rent them.
Shut
up. We went there. My mom... Was it Haltom City? I forgot. Anyways, because my little brother's really into cars, and so we went to the museum to look at it, and they're so amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to really drive. That's really cool. And like my mom actually has been the biggest fan of cars forever. She's always said that she wants a Camaro, or a Mustang, or really just Camaro. It's her favorite car. And so like she loves car movies. So her and Johnny went to see this when it first came out, and they were like, "Ah, it's amazing!" Blah blah blah, whatever. And I was like, because you guys love cars, but I'm sure it's good, but also you guys love cars. So I just love a good fast drive.
I'll just stick with Fast and Furious though. That's where my heart lies.
I watched this, and immediately after I was like, I need a road trip. I need to get out of here. I need to get in the car, right? And just fucking drive.
I get it. Yeah. Girl, same.
I was like, I need to go 90 on the highway 90 on the highway by myself. Let's go.
I have such an itching for another road trip.
Let's go.
My dog fucking hates the car. Like, I used to just jump in my car and, like, drive to Arkansas, see a mountain, and come home.
What a life.
It's like a 10-hour day, but it's fantastic, and I love it.
Well, it happens when you settle down with children and you want to, like, you know, your life priorities have to change.
I know. I had to share my carrots yesterday. I can't eat carrots and peas or an apple and peas. This is the life anymore.
You chose, Sunny.
He saw me eating some peanut butter crackers, like the orange ones, today, and I think he thought it was carrots, and he was like sitting there waiting for me. I go, "Oh, these are not for you. These are mine."
So yeah, I don't really have any other notes on Ford v Ferrari. Yeah. It's kind of like,
don't either.
Wait, hold on. I did actually take notes for this.
Oh my god, really?
I'm pretty sure they're very short and sweet, and I'm pretty sure we can guess what they are. Let's see.
Bitch, don't give me that face.
Katrina Balfe is stunning. John Bernthal and Hard Ice. Matt Damon, Southern accent doesn't hold up. Kristen Bell, great. John Bernthal and Mad Men era is so great.
Right. Cosign.
John speaking Italian in all caps.
Did you faint? Did you ascend?
I did ascend. And then Katrina Balfe looking so beautiful with her bob. I was like, oh, she's so fucking stunning. I hate her. Yeah, in the same note about the editing, Christian Bale so talented. Matt Damon is all right, middle of the road. Matt Damon is best when someone's saving him.
You know what? You're right.
And
he saved a lot. Like every fifth movie,
he gets himself in too much shit.
He does. Yeah, he's saving Private Ryan. He gets saved in that. The Martian. He gets saved. Other things.
Goodwill Hunting. You could say he was saved by his
teacher. Well, you're right, girl.
Interstellar.
Yeah, he saved it. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, he gets saved a lot, which is interesting.
So weird to me.
So Crystal, where does this fall in your ranking?
All right, so let me go back to here.
Wait, are we not doing trivia, or are we doing that after
this ranking first, then trivia?
Oh, okay.
Trivia and
yeah,
the
get it with the program. Okay, sorry. No. All right, so bottom or top?
I don't care.
Start from the bottom.
Middle.
Now we're here.
No, I'm kidding.
Starting at number 5. Here's the middle.
So
okay.
This is the final ranking.
The final ranking.
Before the Oscars.
The final countdown.
100%. I was not on that page with you guys.
I love how we ended it. That's my favorite.
Okay, go.
We don't own that song, by the way. Okay, not that anyone cares.
But we owned it.
Yeah, we totally did. So the bottom of the barrel for me is still Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Then it's going to go Joker, Marriage Story, Ford v Ferrari, The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, 1917, Parasite. So Ford versus Ferrari was better than Marriage Story, but not as good as Irishman to me.
Fair. Me?
Anyone else?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll go.
Joker's on the bottom. Then Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Then what was that? Sorry. Then Marriage Story. And here's where I'm gonna mix it up. Then, oh, I'm not sure. Hold on. Just kidding. Wait, three. I put these numbers on it. Okay, Marriage Story. Then Irishman. Then Ford v Ferrari. I don't know why I decided Ford. Maybe I was just. I was like so excited during this movie. I was like, this is so fun. Like, not like it's amazing, but it's just fun.
And someone dies.
Oh, well, that was not fun. No.
That was my favorite part.
Everything except the ending was fun. we could switch either or, but I don't know. Right now I'm feeling Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah, you are.
Because I want to drive some fast cars. Go gadget car. And then, oh shit, where am I? And then Jojo Rabbit. And then I guess I know, like, as far as like technically how the win is most likely to go, it'd be Parasite or 1917. I still really love Little Women.
This is what you think though.
Yeah. I just said a different answer like an hour ago, but I'm going to change it now.
That's fine.
So 1917, well, and then Little Women, and then Parasite.
All right.
My feelings change very fast.
Yeah. We know this. It is known.
Okay. Helps if my mic is on. Okay. So, shocker. My least favorite is Joker.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe?
Yes, I can.
Joker, Once Upon a Time, Marriage Story, The Irishman, Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay.
Jojo. 1917, Little Women, Parasite.
Why is Ford v Ferrari above The Irishman for you?
Because The Irishman, I really just could not pay attention to.
That's fair.
Maybe if I rewatched it and don't, like,
it's not worth
it. I know it's not worth it, but if I had paid more attention, maybe it would be before. For Robert De Niro alone, I could maybe make the case of like switching it around.
Right.
Honestly, the first three, I don't give a shit. As long as Joker's on the bottom.
That's fair.
Actually, the first four. I want Jojo in four because I liked Jojo.
I did too.
The other ones, I really don't give a shit.
That's fair. Okay.
And you know what? I could make the case for Ford v Ferrari being above Irishman only because Katrina Balfe has lines and what's her name? Anna Paquin did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like she wasn't the only female in that movie. That didn't, like, there was more females than just Anna Paquin. Like,
but did any females in that movie have
there was a yeah, his sister, like, she has a conversation with Robert De Niro towards the end.
Oh, wow, one scene,
one conversation.
But I'm saying, like, with Katrina Balfe, like, I guess it's kind of the
she
same.
She had multiple conversations. It's she the had same a fight problem. Scene.
She,
no, every, I mean, it's still the same problem. She's
what's
still
the test that they fail
the
when
the Bechdel test,
yeah, complete failure,
yeah, because she was the only woman in the
these
whole movie,
movies, both of them.
But Katrina Balfe had more lines and more scenes altogether than all the women in The Irishman.
Well, that's so true,
because it was about Irish men, not Irish women,
Irish people.
Justice for Irish people. Justice for Saoirse Ronan and Katrina Balfe.
You know what? Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. I think maybe just because The Irishman felt like better acting overall as opposed to one person. Semi. But anyways, like you said, Anna, like after the four, whatever.
I don't care.
Because honestly, the people, only two movies that have a chance of winning a Parasite 1917. Really?
Wouldn't it be a shocker if Ford versus Ferrari, like Green Book last year, just came out and took it?
First of all, what?
Let's not Green Book it again. No.
I guess Green Book did win other ones, but
I will never forget the feeling I had in the pit of my stomach when they said Green Book. I was like, wow, this
fucking sucks.
This is where I don't even know what to say.
This is garbage.
Like, I felt my stomach
set it on fire.
Anyways,
reflex. It's awful.
Do 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 do. It's trivia time.
Trivia time.
Woo.
Yeah. Okay. Number one. This is our final trivia.
Oh my god. Season.
Wait, should we do like, well, no, we whatever. Sorry. Continue.
What is the official name of the Oscars? Wait, hold on. That contradicts another question. There's going to be a bit more this time because these are the last ones.
You could save some for the award show.
True or false? The award is known as an Oscar because the first recipient was named Oscar.
True.
No. False.
It is false.
Ugh. It's named after someone's uncle or something.
Oh.
Because someone said, it looks like my uncle Oscar. Something weird like that.
So what is the official name?
And didn't have a face?
Of the Oscar statue.
The official name?
Mm-hmm.
Academy Award. I don't know.
Mr. Oscar.
Oscar Isaac. Oscar Isaac.
My ass is sweating.
You guys guessed it. No. The Academy Award of Merit.
Oh. Stupid.
Thanks.
I should give some merits to Oscar Isaac's ass.
True or false? There was once an award for best title writing.
False. Oh, no. No.
True.
False.
Right. Either way.
True.
Sorry, I got excited. True.
Flurs.
Flurs.
I hate you.
Can you repeat the question?
I hate you so much.
Maybe.
What was the question?
There was once an award for the best title writing.
True.
Yeah.
But who won it?
Oh, I know.
Come on.
Y'all.
Yeah. Give me a fact after you answer the question.
I will do that.
Next year.
Next season.
Thank you. Yeah.
What was the first animated film to be nominated for Best Picture?
Beauty and the Beast. 1994, I think.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
Do you want multiple choice?
Oh, is there multiple choice?
There is.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry.
Toy Story?
No.
Lion King?
No.
Little Mermaid?
No.
Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
Lion King.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, bitch. I said that earlier.
I know you said that another episode.
I know
episode.
You did.
Oh, episode, I'm sure she forgot.
But I just wanted to pick a different one.
I didn't want to be wrong.
I didn't want to pick the same one as you. I don't care about being wrong.
It's the right answer. Whatever.
This one has multiple choice. In what year was the Academy Award ceremony interrupted by a streaker running across the stage?
Oh, okay, what years?
1987, 1990, 1974, 1972.
74.
1990.
74.
Yes! 1970.1.
Yes.
The year of our Lord, 1974.
1917. 1974.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the letter or word, whatever.
Anyway, that's Oscar season. Yay! 2020.
We did it, y'all. We finished all the movies.
We really did it. And we did it with a week to go.
Yeah, wow. We've got time.
I mean, you'll hear this later, but it's a week to go for
it's
us.
It's the future. How is everything?
Who won the Oscar? Tell us.
No, this is before
the next time you hear us. Yes. We'll be live recording during the Oscars.
Yes. Yeah.
So you hear us the night after.
You'll hear it Monday morning. Mm-hmm.
The 10th.
We're excited.
Let us know your ratings. Where the bottom of the barrel is for you.
What do you want to win?
What is your favorite?
What do you hate seeing on this list?
Because we hate. Who do you wish stuff. Was on this list?
Yes.
Oh my yeah. God. Who should be on this list is a better question.
Me.
Which we know.
Anna. Anna's
character actress Margot Martindale.
Anna's theme song to be best score, please.
All my different ones, because I just chose a different.
Just mesh them together, make a whole score. It'd be great.
Wait, didn't please, I copy
please
something?
Edit, yeah, please edit please all edit your that. Trivia songs.
A super
together.
Cut of all your theme
That's
songs.
Too much fucking work. You can just go listen to them.
I love it.
They're towards the end of the episode.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah.
This is good times.
This is great. I fucking love award season.
Samesies.
Awards would be great if they went all to the right person. But since they're not, we have this to go with. So that's nice.
I have a feeling it will change eventually. It'll take some time.
100 years.
No.
10 years.
I think the Parasite conversation has started a lot. You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And again, when one POC wins, we all win. So
yes, this is what solidarity. We
want. Yes.
That's what's the most important.
Happy tears for the Asian community is what we want.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Happy tears, happy tears. Mm-hmm.
So yep. Shout out to you. So have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.